The field has come a long way in the last couple of decades. In 1990, Gary P. Posner felt free to begin a critique of a 1988 study that showed positive effects from intercessory prayer by announcing, "The day of publication of the July 1988 issue of the Southern Medical Journal must have been one hell of a busy news day." Literally. Posner's critique raises legitimate conventional issues about research design, but his underlying assumption is that intercessory prayer must be ineffective in principle, and therefore issues in research design are simply barriers to research. That is a far cry from the position taken by the American Heart Journal editors in 2006, who did not at all dispute the effects traced to spirituality, but did insist that prayer advocates address the outcomes of their own research design. Many people would benefit from knowing whether or how intercessory prayer affects situations that greatly concern them. Perhaps current research should focus on specific questions, such as the ones suggested by Koenig above, in an attempt to design studies that measure effects more accurately and less intrusively. But given the comparative complexity of intercessory prayer, the next big challenge is developing study designs that are sufficiently sophisticated to measure the effects. Do RSMEs change lives? In 1966, I was one day alone in the house when quite suddenly I became aware of my own attitude to life. I realized that I was wrapped up in deep self-pity, that my thoughts were all for myself and my own sorrows, that I had not thought of others. I thought of how others in the world suffered too. I was rather shocked at my selfish attitude and was filled with compassion for others. Then, as if without thinking, I knelt down in the room and made a vow to God that from then on, for the rest of my life, I would love and serve mankind. Account of spiritual experiences given to biologist Alistair Hardy. Compassion actually has a spiritual source and is something more than the mixed human passion of love and sorrow. Another term for compassion is mercy. And true mercy is actually a divine attribute. Unsigned editorial, Christian Science Monitor. Do RSMEs tell us something about the real nature of our universe? If so, they tell us that the universe is essentially meaningful and purposeful, not meaningless and purposeless.